out there because.
Carter?
Here.
Alex? Harrison? Jay?
Here.
McGuire?
Here.
Michaels?
Here.
Mitchell? Cart?
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
No move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Need approval of the minutes for June 5th, 2015.
So move.
Any correction or discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Do we have public participation?
This is the new, the old Tammy Ogden, right?
The new Tammy.
Who is the executive assistant to the county administrator.
Oh, okay.
Nice to see you.
Communication.
Oh, I have one thing. This Sunday, there's actually a fundraiser for the Range Hill Veterans Memorial. It's $15 a person, $25 a couple. You get a hot dog and all that jazz. But Chad Hayes' band is playing from 1 to 3. So if anybody would like to come out and hear and support the fundraiser for the Veterans Memorial in Range Hill, it's from 1 to 3 at Brook Hill.
It's Sunday?
At Sunday.
At where?
At Brook Hill Golf Course in Range Hill.
Right north of Dobbins Downs.
Straight out Maplewood.
Go this year because we're closing the bridge.
But if I'm going through Dobbins Downs, how are the roads?
We own that road that this is on.
Okay. And that's not quite as bad as Dobbins Downs, but it's pretty close.
That'll teach me to bring those before a meeting.
Thank you.
We need something to lighten this up anyway.
That Mitchell.
Just flew in.
Did you park your balloon out there?
No, I couldn't. Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey. Okay, we need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for 2015 and for January and for July and June.
So moved.
Any discussion? Diane?
I have a question here.
Yeah.
As I was looking at this, CA 16 F and D for Oscar Trucking or for the Ogden Township was $18.85, but for Rancho Township it was $28. So why is there another, why is it so high?
Where do you see the Rantoul?
Right down the line up to Langley Trucking.
It just depends. Oh, that's
CA 16 F and D.
Just depends on what they got as their bid. Cause we do those bids back in like October, November of the previous year, and we take bids on that. The rock that Rantoul is getting is actually coming out of Indiana, and they spec it specifically to come from Indiana because they don't like the rock out of Tuscola. So they get that brown rock, a little bit different rock, which is a little bit harder and a little bit better. So it's coming farther, so I'm assuming the trucking is, you know, just going to be a little bit more. Whereas the other stuff is probably coming out of Tuscola, which
okay. It just looked odd, and I thought, well, I didn't know the difference.
Those are different rocks, too. You need to.
Even though they're CA 16, 15, both.
Not, yeah, but there's 15 and 14.
Right here. 18 something. This is the same.
Yeah. Yep. And that's probably coming out of Fairmont. And from Ogden to Fairmont is about...
It's close.
It's real close.
Yeah.
You go to Indiana, it's a little farther. So it just depends on what they want.
55. Where is that?
Lord wants to know where Highway 55 were.
That's Maplewood. That takes you right up to that party on Sunday that Chad Hayes is playing at.
More political advertising during the meeting.
Be a Diamonds Downs.
Let's do it.
We got one going through Bloomington, but that's a long way away.
Well, this is a county road. County Road 55. Not Interstate 55.
Okay. all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, the next thing is our county engineer's report.
Okay, item number 8. This is our annual appropriation for Kuats from the Motor Fuel Tax Fund for the work that they do, along with all the other members of Kuats. Same price as last year, $28,978 from the Motor Fuel Tax Funds for funding of the MPO for the year.
Motion to approve. Thought you weren't getting any money from motor fuel tax. How are you going to pay this bill?
Hopefully we got enough in the bank, John.
Okay.
Good. Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
All right, the next one is a petition from Marvin Johnson.
Who seconded it? I will. I don't think I heard
it. I'm motion.
The motion, I'll second it.
All right.
I don't think I heard one. But.
Okay, it's open we for discussion.
Which have you
on? We're still on 8, I guess.
Oh.
I thought we'd move it up.
Yeah. I did too.
Gone.
I thought there was open.
We're going to 9 now? We mm-hmm. have a vote on that? Okay. Mm-hmm. I was confused. All right, number 9 is a petition from Marvin Johnson for Compromise Township, replacing a culvert in his township. There's a map there attached there. It's on County Road 2800 North. Actually, he's already done the work. So we're a little bit behind here, but he chose to do that. I said there's no give until it's already passed through the Highway Committee and the Board. But anyway, it's $7,000 to replace it, and we pay for half from the County Bridge Fund.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion.
So I'll write you down.
Heavens, that's where I used to
Let's
live.
Let's make him sweat for another month. No.
Marvin's having some health issues. Let's just leave him alone.
Oh, he's playing that
card. Yeah, he's playing that card, right. Yeah.
I would like to note
yes.
that's very close to where I used to live.
Yeah?
As a kid.
Yeah. He wow. just redid that road there to the west, that next mile to the west, with cement stabilization. You got that money from the tornado fund.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I guess I don't really care.
Well, dirt was a lot cheaper back there to fix the roads.
Hey, that was a dirt road when I was a
kid. Almost is now.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next one is a petition from Greg Frericks, Ogden Township. This is actually two, replacement of two culverts under the same resolution petition. Estimated cost is $50,000, of which we would pay for half out of the County Bridge Fund. You'll see there, they're kind of a mile apart from one another on 2500E and 2600E mm-hmm. in Ogden, putting in a couple of concrete mm-hmm. box culverts. 1 8x5, 1 8x4. So I'd ask for your approval of those so in that resolution.
Second.
And moved in second. It's open for discussion.
Sorry, I know this. My brain's just flying. How much more have we got left in that bridge fund?
Bridge fund's actually doing quite well because
it's
we haven't.
Yeah.
We haven't done major bridges this year. Next year we got a couple of pretty sizable bridges, so this year we're probably about going to spend about 60% of what we brought in next year, we'll probably spend 150%. It's just one of those funds that kind of ebbs and flows with, depending on when the bridges come up.
Okay, Diane.
And those Dewey bridges for that Dewey Road project, those are already kind of separated out from this fund money?
Dewey. You mean on Dewey Fisher Road?
Road, yeah. There have to be some bridges there. Right?
Those two bridges are not part of the overall construction project this year. Probably in the next 2 to 3 years. I want to kind of give those people a break for a couple of years out there before we close the road to replace bridges.
Okay.
But yeah, those are in the pipe to be constructed.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, next item was just what Diana talked about, Dewey Fisher Road. We had a horrible June and first part of July out there because of the rain, but we've been making hay pretty well since the sun started shining here in the last 3 weeks, so we've kind of caught up to schedule. We're still hoping that that project will be done by Halloween is the proposed completion date. So it's gone fairly well. I mean, when you have that long of a roadway, that many landowners, you expect some bumps in the road, you know, and you find some tiles you didn't know were there and some sump pump drains you didn't know were there and some septic systems you didn't know were there. But for the most part, it's going along fairly well. It is a mess up there. If you drive through it, it looks like it's just somebody dropped a bomb for 11 miles and blew up the road. But we are making pretty good progress, and I fully expect that project to be done by October, the end of October still. So
we're going to do 11 miles?
Yep. Yep, 11 miles of... It'll end up being 12-foot lanes with 4-foot asphalt shoulders. And then 2-foot aggregate shoulders outside of that. It'll look just like Monticello Road when it's done.
Okay, Matt, Kirk.
Got a question. What are you doing with the septic tank drains that are coming out? Are they coming out the road ditches?
Yeah, well, they're outletting on people's property and then flowing into the road ditches.
Okay.
We don't allow that anymore, but when you find them, it's kind of hard to tell them, hey, got to get that out of here.
Wow. Huh?
Why? Because you're going to make somebody spend $10,000 to redo their entire septic system in their yard. And, I mean, I don't see green stuff coming out of it, you know?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have done any different, but, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
A lot of those people, there's no outlet for those that's low in their yard except for the county's ditch, you know.
Yeah.
We don't allow them to, from what I see from the left, they outlet it in their yard and it flows into our ditch. That's kind of legal. If they put the pipe out into the ditch across the right of way, then it becomes a different issue.
Yeah. Okay, so. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions about Dewey Fisher? Next item is a resolution appropriating funds for the intersection of Cardinal Road and Rising Road. We're doing a federal aid safety improvement project out there where we're realigning that intersection.
Is there significance to the
crowd? I know, it kind of turned out that way, didn't it? Unfortunately, somebody did pass away out there in an accident about a year and a half ago. But no, the cross just kind of outlines the general boundaries of the project. But it's a project that is being funded jointly through Hensley Township and Champaign Township, and we're fronting the money. So basically, this is a front. This is a resolution, so we can pay the money, and then the townships can reimburse us. So it's a zero net for us, but we have to have the money resolved towards the project in order to pay the bills to do some of the work.
We already have the contracts with the townships too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you get a motion on that?
No, we haven't got one.
Okay. I'll make that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Diane.
I've seen the staking, so that'll be great. That's a really good high speed road.
It is. And I was talking to Mr. Jay earlier about it. It's once Judah gets up and going out there, that's going to be a racetrack.
Yeah,
so we want to get it straightened out before all that happens.
Yeah, it was just
before we have another fatality out there.
I was thinking it was a young man that died out there, the school kid.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, sure was. He was going to Muhammad from Tuscola, I think.
Yes.
And that's the route he took.
But so is any traffic calming built into any of these projects? Because all these improvements are just going to make them
traffic,
tempting.
Traffic calming in the country isn't very calming, I guess. I am doing traffic calming on Dewey Fisher Road at some of the major intersections.
Right.
Yes.
But I look at Rising Road and
I love Rising.
I love it.
That's the best road in town.
Until it gets overdeveloped.
Yeah.
Rising traffic calming in the county is a combine or a tractor.
But that's only two seasons. We got two other seasons to work on.
On the Dewey Fisher Road, we're doing some lane narrowing concepts through striping at some of the major intersections to alert people that, hey, I'm feeling a little bit squished here. There's going to be an intersection coming up so that they kind of become more aware of their surroundings. But on this one, no, we're...
Oh, no, Dewey Fisher Road is going to become a speed wagon.
It already is. You can't imagine the people that are... You got a pickup truck pulling a trailer, passing somebody in the work zone doing about 70 miles an hour.
Cool.
While we're out there with our vests on and all the lights are flashing. We've had the sheriff out there multiple times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, and again, I was on Staley at noon the other day, and it's the trucks and congestion that goes on Staley is a learning curve for me.
Luckily, the majority of that's in the city already. That's not under our control.
No, it isn't. I understand that. It was just, it's the traffic.
Right.
And the ingress and egress points along that.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Item number 13, resolution authorizing the county board chair to sign a joint agreement with IDOT for the replacement of the structure on County Highway 55, which is Maplewood. We replaced the northern structure last year. This is the southern structure that will be replaced next year. It's a federal aid project that we applied for and received funding through the Major Bridge Program. So this is a joint agreement which basically lays out the responsibilities of the state and the county as the local agency. This agreement is being updated as we speak. I just talked to IDOT this morning, but of course they couldn't get it to me in a timely fashion. But it will be. I'll make sure that by the time the county board meets that the numbers have been changed on the agreement. But if you look on page 18 of your agenda, which is page 1 of 5 of the stipulated agreement for participation, those division of costs, they used an old number. This was the number that was in the program back 5 years ago when the project was put in. We estimate that the total project cost will be $1.4 million. So we're going to take that whole $1,040,000 at the bottom and put that into IDOT's participation on construction, and then the remainder of whatever's left, $360,000, if that $1.4 million estimate is correct, would become the county's portion of the project. So we don't ever use federal money for construction engineering. They have a new local roads engineer down in Paris, and that's the way he drew up the agreement. As soon as I got it, I called him and said, that's not the way we like to do it, because it's a pain in the, you know what, to get construction engineering out of IDOT on a federal job. So we put all of our money into construction. And we do the construction engineering anyway. It's not like we pay a consultant to do that on our behalf. So anyway, I would like for you to pass the resolution giving Chairman the authority to sign it, and I will have the updated agreement for the
so it'll be $1.4 million.
$1.4 million.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'd like to make that motion.
I'll second it.
This is motion and second, and we'll open up for discussion.
So the cost to the county will be 360.
Yeah, it'll still say IDOT not to exceed 1040, because that's the total money they're putting into it, and we'll pay for everything above and beyond.
Yeah, thank you.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
We have an addenda. I don't know if everybody got a copy of it.
No, I need a copy.
Do you have a copy of that number?
I did not bring extra copies of that. Sorry.
Broke off of mine. But this is a resolution appropriating $750,000 from the County Bridge Fund for the replacement of a structure on County Highway 9, mm-hmm. which is, it would be east of Ludlow, west of County Road 32 that goes down through Gifford. Replacement of this structure, it was built in 1913, I think. So it's lived its life.
I thought 9 went through Paxton.
County Road 9.
Oh.
Not Illinois Route 9.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
County Road 9 just goes to Ludlow and
right.
then out through the
right.
the Forest Preserve. It's on that roadway. But, yeah, this bridge has been on our radar for quite some time, and it's we finally found a break in the County Bridge Fund in order to replace it because it's not big enough to get major program bridge money. It's not a township bridge, so we can't get TBP. I only get $85,000 a year in federal money, so save that up for X number of years to try to do it. But we're just going to bite the bullet and use the County Bridge Fund to replace this structure. And it's estimated to be about, it'll be end up being a three-span structure. About $750,000 is a preliminary estimate on the project. So I'd ask for your approval of that resolution appropriating that money.
So moved.
Second. Okay, it's open for discussion. We're paying the full amount, or?
Yes. It's on a county highway, so it's our bridge.
Okay.
So that's why when you talked about the County Bridge Fund,
yeah.
now we got Maplewood and this bridge, plus right. we'll have some township bridges next year. So we'll spend more than we bring in next year, but we've spent less this year. So it kind of just ebbs and flows, like I said, based on the projects that come in.
Okay. Can I ask a question? Is there any limit as to how long you can roll money over from year to year?
In the
bridge fund? Or in any of these funds that where you're getting federal and state monies?
There's a statute out there that says you have to have a program that shows that you're going to spend the money.
I see.
And so as long as you have a program
showing,
yeah, you can't just keep rolling it and say we're just going to bankroll it and hold on to it.
Okay.
But as long as you have a program, you're okay.
That would be our 5-year plan.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And then under other business, which would be 14, just wanted to make mention that with the budget issues that the state's having, that the county and the townships and the municipalities are not receiving any motor fuel tax funds until the state gets their budget passed. We've been told by IDOT the money's being held in an account, and once the budget is passed, we will receive all the back pay from the motor fuel tax fund, although
yeah.
There's no guarantees in that either, but that's what we're being told. But we're not going to receive. So if this budget thing goes on for multiple months, I think we're okay because we have a decent balance in our motor fuel tax fund. Mm-hmm. Some of the smaller counties are talking about closing shops in a couple of months and not doing any road work if they don't get motor fuel tax money because they literally are living on their motor fuel tax money from month to month, mm-hmm. you know, to pay their bills, to pay their employees.
Oh,
keep their trucks running.
With that, huh?
What's that?
You can pay employees with motor fuel tax.
As long as they're working on a county highway, you can build a motor fuel tax fund for that work, okay. but you can't pay their salaries per se. You have to transfer the money to a different fund. Okay. And we do some of that through our renting of our equipment from the motor fuel tax fund to the county highway fund, about $225,000 a year. But some townships, that's the way they live. Probably your township you were in back in the day, you're probably living on MFT, I would imagine.
Yeah, that was where you lived. I was getting ready to mention, actually, we did pay directly salaries.
You did?
Benefits, yeah, you could do that. I think you still can. I quit it and just went to the equipment rental because it was so much easier to account for it. And then when unemployment compensation, I believe it was unemployment compensation, then we had to start paying that too. So I said, to heck with it, and that's when I went to strictly equipment rental.
Yeah, that's the way we do it.
And if I could, I would just add to that's the motor fuel tax money that Jeff is talking about. I'm sure most of you have probably heard, but the Senate passed a bill this week which would mean there would be 0% increase to property taxes. And the 2016 budget at this point, property taxes have been calculated based on PTEL. We'll wait to see what the House does before we decide, but that would mean that there will be no growth in either the county bridge or highway funds.
When will we know that?
Is our local lobbyist listening?
I think it's next week the House comes back. And then the Senate's on it next week.
So the Senate's already voted on.
Yeah.
So they voted on the budget.
No.
Just the freeze.
They're not. It seems November, December.
We're going to get it.
Yeah, they're not anywhere near.
Has been the best estimates.
Really?
Yeah. And 81% of the budget's already been paid out. So there's like, and we keep releasing more money. And then there's the federal pass-through that just passed. I mean, so you're seeing more and more money leaving. So there's fewer and fewer hostages, which means this could keep going on because less people are being affected. Like that's, we have a lot of human service clients in public health. And there's 7 counties that are already looking at closing their public health departments. Over the next month. So you're starting to see it trickle.
So the federal money passed through that's been approved, will that help LIHEAP and weatherization programs?
Yes. That would be like that kind of money. And then Breast and Cervical Cancer has a federal match with the state match as well. So you're seeing some of those programs. But the House wants to add a lot of amendments to that bill. To include some of the programs that weren't included in the Senate version. So
some of the federal programs that weren't included. Mm-hmm. Are they gonna try to
it seems like they wanna add more to it. So
that's what I was told also.
What about Medicaid at the nursing home?
Not included, yeah. In the federal court, and the federal court, which is before, has already ruled that the state has to release the Medicaid funding in Cook County. So now all the rest of the counties, so the anticipation is that the same will be made, which would mean the Medicaid money would keep coming.
Good.
And now there's just a lot of, now we're setting a lot of legal precedents for the budget too. So like we're budgeting by legal decree, which will be interesting to see what happens with like FY17, because in October is when the governor's office on management budget is supposed to start planning for FY17. So and all the meetings that we've been having, it seems very much like, 16, it's just going to be legal setting precedent, and then 17, who knows how they're going to roll it out. So I don't know.
Well, my dad is still paying bills on my Dewey Fisher Road project. That's federal pass-through money.
That's good. But the highway money was never stopped, was it?
No,
that's what I thought. But it's the other social program money that really have been hurtful.
I think we ought to lock them all up in the building over there and tell them they don't get to go home until they get something done. And if they don't like it, tell them to hit the road and we'll get some people in there that won't go to work. Mm-hmm. Tell that to your bosses over there for me, would you?
I don't think
it's all the special interest groups.
Yes.
Well, then there's, I'm curious to see how much this is going to cost us in the long run, because all the bills we're not paying will have a 1% interest rate So over 1 year, for every $1 million spent, it's going to cost an extra $120,000. Mm-hmm. So like we've talked, like if I were Ameren or ComEd, don't pay me. I'm just going to sit back and watch the interest accrue, and it's going to cost us a lot more in the long run.
But how much interest is they making by banking all this money all this time? Is it going to just be a wash?
No. I don't think so.
There probably isn't any money in the bank, and the rates are so low. Yeah. Well, they're banking very negligible.
All the federal payouts. Yeah.
And I bet they do a negotiation for that 1%.
Yeah.
And they probably won't pay all of it. Yeah. They'll say, okay, we'll settle for X and not pay the full fee. That happens every day in the credit world.
You know, the best, I'm sorry, Loretta. No, no. The best interest I've received in the last 10 years from any account has been on the dental bill reimbursement that the state of Illinois sends me a separate check for the interest. I wish I could get interest rates like that anywhere else.
They send you a check. How much does it cost them to cut a check?
No, interest. They delay the payment by 9 months.
I understand that, but then if it's a separate check for interest, it costs to cut another
that's
check.
That's the other part.
That's the other issue. Good point.
They said to you, it cost $75 to do a purchase. I don't know what these checks cost.
Right? Well, it used to be $25 at the university to cut a separate check.
Can't they do it electronic?
So,
we've digressed.
Yes, we have.
I digress. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Jeff,
Madam Chair, our apologies.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. $400,000 to become a teacher.
So, can we ask a question about both ends of Lintia Drive?
Yes.
How's it going? The new part on the west side and the bridge?
The new part on the west side, Duncan's closed. They're working on that intersection. That's a pretty quick and dirty project. A little dirt work and some paving. That'll be done by end of fall. The east end, they've been doing a lot of dirt since it dried. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got like three or four of those big coal mine trucks out there hauling out of that borrow pit. They're south of Prairie Fruit Farms. So they still have an abutment to build on the west side, some pile driving concrete work on that side, but all the fills on the east side are coming in pretty well. So I think they're going to make an opening, you know, this fall if the weather kind of holds up.
Jeff, you mentioned this earlier in your presentation about Staley Road, but if you could take to the city some solution for those tanker trucks that are going into the bulk place there, they will wait to make a left-hand turn from the southbound, which really balls up traffic behind them, and you know, because they're going to make a left into that. There's a truck already sitting.
Yeah.
You know, it really impedes that flow of that traffic. So if they can be mandated not to go northbound, but they all, you know, all the trucks have to pull in their southbound.
Curtis exit, aren't they?
That would be terrible.
Curtis.
Plus the concrete trucks and the dump trucks are coming.
You're talking
down
at Marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where I was at noon. Yeah.
It's a mess up.
It is a mess.
And there's no
designated
left-hand turn lane.
Oh, no.
It's just
it blocks Springfield because if those trucks are coming out and the people are coming this way, going south.
But, you know, if they need to put a lane in for the service their trucks.
Right. I'll talk to them about it. I don't even think that's on their radar.
But I do think we need to mandate that they can't turn left off of that.
Oh, I can't imagine that.
You know, because what happens
not
is
with those truckers.
Those guys, you get five or six cars behind them, and then people get antsy and they start, you know, passing.
Using the shoulder.
And then now the truck has the ability to make a left-hand turn. And, you know, but so that, you know, the traffic behind them isn't going to let them because they've sat there and waited, you know, 5 minutes is a long time.
Yeah. Maybe they can move their truck entrance in a couple truck lengths so they can get the trucks off the road faster so they can.
I don't know. I've never driven through there. They have to stop and check in and check out.
Try it between 11:30 and 12 on a weekday.
Thank you. We ought to remember they've been there for a long time. I think they were there before there was any traffic to worry about.
Yeah, that's correct.
So maybe we should have been thinking about that before now and putting the blame on them.
You know, all fairness, though, they might be interested in helping with that marathon.
Yeah. Yeah.
It might be to their advantage to do that.
I can talk to Dave Clark at the city, see what they, if that's even on their radar or what. I will do that.
This traffic is increasing.
We could close Staley Road south just to truck traffic only.
That's tough.
Make all the homeowners come in from it.
Could you get a B plate?
Truck traffic and Deb.
That's what she said.
That's all I have.
That's all I have. Okay, there's no chair report. Next thing is designation of items for the consent agenda. Which one would that be?
8, 9, 10, 12, and then the 2 13s. 13, and then the other business 13.
You want that addendum as well?
Yeah, that was labeled as 13 as well. But
okay.
So all the voted items would be on the consent agenda.
Okay. Any other business? Seeing none, I declare us adjourned.
Yay.
Thank you.
Oh, is everybody, what's everybody planning on Wednesday? Raise your hand.
What's Wednesday?
Maggie may make an appearance.
I'd say the big old party.